Scott Paul, I'm sorry, Scott Watson. I'm getting mixed up with somebody else I just interviewed the other day. Scott Watson, Heartland Intervention, both of us on the program today, talking about heroin, opioid addiction, and sort of the backdrop of changing attitudes about marijuana and alcohol. Scott, because it is 420, and like I said, you know, from the pop cultural reference, it means that's a big deal for folks to sort of talk about marijuana legalization. Like you said, there are people, maybe smaller numbers, who can, you know, recreationally use the product, go on about their business. You'd never know they were using it. Obviously, some people like to overindulge. Is it possible to craft an acceptable, you know, marijuana legalization, medicinal, recreational policy, or is this just one of the things that is just going to end up going where it goes?
I think probably it is possible, but I think the reality is that there are so many different aspects to that that it's not probable. I think the likelihood is that it is going to go where it goes. You know, we laugh about the pop culture references, and we laugh about April 20th being 420 Day. Clearly, there are going to be people that are going to use today defiantly just because it's 420. We also know that there are employers that are going to test for the next 3 weeks defiantly just because they have it in their policy that they can, in an effort to sweep up these people that use on 420. I got a note very early this morning that the state of Wyoming, which I don't believe has recreational marijuana, and I don't believe they have medicinal marijuana, but I'm not sure about that. Their state police actually is doing a 420 sweep day, where they are actually serving a number of warrants in an effort to try to combat drug abuse in that way. So everybody approaches today differently. I think it's always a good idea to take a deep, clean air breath when discussing this on this particular day, and understand that there is a certain pop culture component to it today, but that substance use in general is a problem the other 364 days of the year.
Scott, looking at, like, let's get ready to wind down our conversation from a historical perspective, is about, I want to say 40, 45 years ago that Richard Nixon declared, quote unquote, the war on drugs. At the end of the day, it just seems that all we've got is just, you know, more people in jail, but also more drugs. Did we fight this the right way?
Probably not. And yet, you know, it's interesting. You know, there are certainly some aspects with the we're doing a very, very good job on. This is a conversation that would have never been had when Richard Nixon was president. It was not okay to talk about alcoholism. It was not okay to label yourself an alcoholic or an addict. It was not okay to ask for help in many, many, many aspects of society. So the fact that we had the war on drugs, the fact that we had Just Say No, clearly there are some aspects of this in which we've made progress. We can also look at treatment centers that are full. We can look at people that need help that are unable to get it for one of a number of different reasons, and we can say that there is so, so much work yet to do. I think there are a number of parallels that can be drawn with the civil rights movement. You know, back when Nixon was president, we had race relations at a certain area. And clearly there are some areas of race relations which we've made great and wonderful and progress that we should be proud of. And yet there are still other areas where we are so woefully far behind, where it is not okay to talk, and where entitlement and privilege still exists. And that doesn't mean that we haven't made any progress. It just means that we have a long, long way to go.
Scott, final question for you. Like, as we noted, Indiana lawmakers are going through the whole situation, as you're familiar with Rickers and the cold beer, you know, convenience stores, gas stations, et cetera. Now there's talk about they're going to have to basically rewrite Indiana's alcohol laws. As someone who deals with addiction and getting folks treatment for some of the things that afflict them, what do you think lawmakers should include, exclude as they go forward with a long overdue rewrite?
At the risk of dodging a wonderful question, I'm not a lawmaker, and I wouldn't want to jump into that too deeply. Having said that, let's say this. Access to substances, whether they be drugs or alcohol, can be problematic for the person that struggles. However, if we were to take all alcohol and all drugs away and make them illegal, those with big problems would still find a way to get it. The moonshiners did it, you know, back generations ago. And so clearly just restricting access from a substance use problem isn't the answer. I'm a big fan of those that are able to go in and have a cold beer, going in and having a cold beer. And whether or not you get packaged liquor at the drugstore or the liquor store, whether or not you get cold beer at various places, I don't have a huge fish to fry in that debate. Having said that, we do see things like drive-through liquor stores and things like that, and I think that's counterintuitive.
All right. Well, our guest today has been our good friend Scott Watson, the Heartland Intervention, getting his thoughts on just some of this interesting dichotomy with respect to how we deal with opioid abuse, the rewriting alcohol laws, and, of course, 420 Marijuana Day in some pop culture references. Scott, my friend, as always, thank you very, very much for being with us. Always good to talk to you. And hopefully, if there's somebody in the audience that does need help or has a family member that needs help, they reach out to you folks.
We're always happy to visit with folks. They can call us at 317-752-8811, or we're available at heartlandintervention.com.